welcome once again. Welcome to another segment of Biz Talk. We're coming at you live on the radio this morning, and we're so glad we could join you this morning, or you could join us, and we can talk biz right here on the Biz Talk radio show. I think we're in our 10th year with this radio show, so it's definitely been a labor of love. We're having a great time doing it, and we're learning, and we're hoping you're learning, hoping you're picking up, and we're hoping to be able to maybe help empower you in some way. If you haven't started a business yet and you're talking about it, thinking about it, we're talking to you too. And for those of you who are in business, some of you are new in business, and it's maybe getting off the starting gate and getting out of the gate and getting things rolling. And we're talking to you and the business people that maybe have been in business for many years and are looking for a little bit new vigor to kind of come into the business and revitalize things. And that's what we do. We talk marketing, we talk accounting, we talk with experts, we talk with hardworking entrepreneurs, people that are actually started their business. And not everybody starts with a whole lot of money and starts with a whole lot of connections. Some people are starting right from the get-go. They're having to start building and bootstrapping their way up, and that's what it's all about in business. Once again, the show, actually like to add value to the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities, and I am a SCORE counselor, Tony Bush. Tony is off this morning, and we are both SCORE mentors, I think is the correct word today. We're mentors. And we work with the small business people. Every day of the week, we counsel small people, small business people, rather. And if you want a counseling session, if you want to meet with a SCORE mentor, all you have to do is contact the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities at 920-734-7101 is the local number here in Appleton. Or better yet, go to our website, which is scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com, and click on that you would like to set up a counseling session. And then within a few days, usually somebody will call you back. You'll be assigned to a mentor, and they'll give you a call back and start working with you in your business. It's a free session with our SCORE. We're all volunteers. None of us get paid. Nobody's getting the big money. We're basically just doing it because many of the SCORE volunteers just love working with the small business community and giving back to people that help them maybe build a business or start a business in past years. So SCORE is a national organization. It's headquartered in Washington, D.C. There are about 400 chapters across the country of SCORE chapters. And there are about, I want to say approximately somewhere in the neighborhood of 13,000 volunteers that do every day, that volunteer their time and efforts to help out the small business community. And the show has been on the air. Like I said, we're probably in our 10th year, still doing it. Actually, we invite phone calls on the show, so I'm going to give out the phone numbers. And this morning is a real special show because I'm a musician, and being a musician, it is just it's fascinating. I came across a couple of books that were written by a musician who now lives in Los Angeles, California. And he started his own publishing company out there. But he wrote a couple of books on bands of the 50s and the 60s out of Wisconsin. The first book was called Do You Hear That Beat? And it deals with Wisconsin pop rock in the 50s and the 60s. And then his second volume came out on that Wisconsin beat, which is more pop rock, soul, and country. And we're going to be talking with Gary Myers in just a couple of minutes. We're going to link up with him by phone and find out what motivated him to put together this kind of an effort. But it's there's two great books that he's put out, and we'll find out a little bit more about that. So we're talking biz right here, and Gary's on the board. And should we go ahead and take a break? And then when we come back, we're going to link up with our guest this morning. I'll mention all of our sponsors when we get back. And stay with us here on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Ignored? Invisible? Did you ever feel that way around the pretty girls in high school? That's how some of our business members felt about doing business with big banks.
Hi, I'm Dave Bennett.
And I'm his brother, Tim. Together, we own a company called Visionary Metals.
We switched our business accounts to Lakeview Credit Union after a large national bank told us we were no longer a good fit for them.
If your business isn't big enough to get the attention you think you deserve from your bank, take a look at Lakeview Credit Union. I'm Pat Loney, and I've been president for 18 years. We may not be the most popular financial in town, but we'll definitely take the time to make sure you get the right loan and the right accounts to fit your business.
We chose Lakeview because of their personal touch and grasp of how small businesses need support from their financial institutions.
Get the right partner for your business. Contact us for a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts. Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org. Money made easy at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers looking for a plumber, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian prefer to start with trust, and there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. And for business owners, there's no better business decision than applying for BBB accreditation. Do it today.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. This morning, we are talking biz. We've got our guest on the line, and we'll be joining him in just a minute or two. A couple of things I wanted to mention before we got to our guest this morning. As I said, the show is brought to you live every Saturday morning. We've been on the air for probably upwards of 10 years now. And our sponsors, we want to recognize people that keep us here and keep us doing what we do every Saturday. Associated Bank is one of the premier small business lending banks in the state of Wisconsin. SBA loans are their specialty. Do an excellent job there. Albertson Hailing is an accounting firm. I bring my taxes to these guys, and they definitely do a great job, especially with the small business people. So if you want a grassroots type of accounting business, these guys are excellent. Albertson Hailing. Swoski Law is a business law firm here in the Fox Cities. They do an excellent job of working with small business people also. And Mr. Gary Vaughn and his group over at Guidon Business Service. Gary joined us a little while back as a sponsor, and he is also one of our premier sponsors. And Lakeview Credit Union. Again, small business lending. Lakeview is absolutely making loans every day, working with small business people. So if you felt the banks were a little tough to get anywhere with, believe me, Lakeview is definitely a choice that you ought to look for. And then our friends over at the Better Business Bureau have joined us again and come back on board as sponsors. So we're so glad to have the BBB on board again. So, and then I don't want to leave out the business news, because the business news is a publication that comes out in about 10 counties here in northeastern Wisconsin. Jerry Meter and his staff have started their business newspaper up in this section of Wisconsin about the same time we began BizTalk. And what a great bang for the buck. It's about a $20 a year subscription, and just chock full of information for you, especially if you are a prospecting small business owner. So with that said, I think I want to give out the numbers, because if you want to give us a call this morning, you may want to take these numbers down. And if you're local here in the Fox Cities, you can call us at 281-1150. That's 281-1150. And if you're in the Green Bay area, you can call us directly at 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, maybe you're over in Sheboygan, maybe up in Sturgeon Bay, wherever, you can call us at 866-887-1150, and we will get you on the air with our guest this morning. As some of you may know, I mentioned a little earlier on the show that I am a musician, and I've been in and out of the music business since the 1960s. I hate to admit I'm that old, but I've been around that long, still doing it. I figure as long as Mick Jagger can still get out there and shake his thing, I can keep on doing it. So, Mick, stay with it, buddy. You're an encouragement. Anyway, we work a lot of music gigs, and I've been doing it for many years. I came across a couple of books some time ago that somebody had brought to my attention. I didn't know about this because I lived outside of the state of Wisconsin for many years, and I finally discovered these books. I learned about them, and the books are dealing with bands from Wisconsin, and it's a compilation of bands and entertainers throughout the 1950s and the 1960s, some even into the 70s, but and some of them are still going today, even as they started that far back. But the author is a gentleman I met on Facebook. We had a chance to get acquainted. And when I found out more about him, it's fascinating. Gary Myers has been a working musician since 1960 on drums, vocals, guitar, and bass. And he resides now in the greater Los Angeles area since about 1966. But he's continued playing, and while having written several articles, Record Collectors Publications, in 1994 to publish this first book on that Wisconsin beat, he formed the company that subsequently became Music Gem, and he now owns his own book publishing company. And he's on the line with us. Gary, are you with me?
I'm here.
Good Thanks, morning, Jim. Sir. How you doing? We had to wake you up kind of early to get you on.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just fascinating to have you on. And as I was telling folks, I discovered these books. And then, of course, I was able to get copies of them, and I went through the books, and I'm finding names of people that I mean, they go back decades ago that I had lost track of over the years. And so I'm kind of reconnecting with a lot of people and finding out what happened to them. Just to get started, I mean, you, this book, the On That Wisconsin Beat, that was your first book, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had written several articles before that for Record Collectors Publications, and
right.
The way the book came about, in fact, some friends of mine, I had been living out here in L.A. for a long time, but I still knew other friends from Milwaukee who are also in the area, or guys who I was in touch with all the years, and every once in a while, one guy would say, you ought to write something about bands in Milwaukee and this sort of thing, and I'd think, well, who's going to read that? But then in 1992, a mutual record collector friend introduced me, actually by mail, to a guy named Tom Tourville. Tom was, grew up in Iowa, and he had done some books on 60s bands from Midwestern states.
Okay, yeah.
They were just thin books. They didn't really have stories or articles. They didn't try to find the people. They just listed records and had pictures and stuff like that. But this mutual friend knew that Tom was going to do something on Wisconsin. They knew that I was from Wisconsin and all this, so he put us in touch with each other. So I contributed to Tom's book with information, and I did do a story that he ran in it. But it got me thinking. I thought, gee, is there people actually buy this thing? And I thought it would be interesting to, try to find some of these people. And actually, even before that, when I went back to Wisconsin in 88 for the first time in 22 years, and mm-hmm. I got together with Jim Kirkstein, who owned Kooka Records.
Oh, sure. Kooka Records.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember him well. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, and I interviewed him with the thought that I was going to do another story for one of the record collectors' magazines. But they did such a huge amount of releases, and I had this kind of somewhat of a discography. It was far from complete, but listing of records they'd released, and I thought, I'd look at this and I think, geez, who are all these people? What are they doing now? Did they ever have success in music or what? And so that, along with Tourville's project, kind of came together and thought, I think I'll do a book on this.
Ah, okay. So that was kind of the motivating factor that really got it off the launch pad. Well, I'm looking in the book, and what's neat is that you record the dates and the telephone contacts that you had made with a lot of the performers and entertainers and musicians that are in this book. And did you find them receptive to what you were going to do when you made contact?
In most cases, yeah, but it's very interesting. Something like this is really a lesson in human nature. Some people were suspicious. They think, why is this guy asking me about my past? and then strangely...
Is he from the IRS or what's going on?
Yeah. And strangely, there were a few, this is a very small percentage, but a few who were even still playing music and you'd think would be very interested, you know, in talking about this thing.
Yeah, sure,
absolutely. They seemed secretive about it and didn't want to be bothered. But that was the minority.
Well, I suppose, you know, it hit them out of the blue. They didn't know what to think of it. But now when you see the finished product, I looked at this book. I went through the books cover to cover. It was amazing because I knew some of the stories. I knew the things. And what you put in the book, from my recollection, was totally right on. And some of it was a little distorted over the years that I thought was the truth. And then when I read the book, I said, that makes sense. That's what happened. But I remember, you know, because most of these guys I grew up with. I started playing music in, I want to say, probably 63. I was... in high school, even before that, you know, in grade school, we'd form garage bands. Those were real garage band days.
Yeah.
You had to get out in the garage. You know, my mother wouldn't let me play in the house. She said, it doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
Wait till you guys get a little better, and then you can play in the basement. But, so I gotta think this thing, what did it take you over? How long would you say, if you were trying to put a time frame, did it take you from start to finish to get, you know, your first finished volume here?
Yeah, that's tough to say, because for one thing, as I mentioned, I did the Jim Kirkstein Kuka interview in 88, mm-hmm. and I kind of worked on that off and on. I'd get it out and look at and try to find somebody, some of the people who were on the label, and then I'd put it away for a while.
Yeah.
And also, even before that, when the record collector's hobby kind of started to blossom around the early and then mid-70s.
Sure, yeah.
And that's when I started doing some of these articles. And I started saving some of my old information because I was amazed at the fact that some of these articles and magazines were covering very obscure people who the general public never heard of.
Right, right.
And I said, well, I'll save some of this. Maybe I'll do a story at some point or other. So I kind of had a bit of a file on this thing ever since probably the late 70s. And
okay.
then, but as far as the book itself, as far as bringing it all together, it was sometime in 92 when I decided to do it, probably late 92. And then it was came out in near the end of 94. So that was basically a two-year thing of putting it all together. And that, of course, that was pre-internet for me. So during that year, that period of time, I made more long-distance phone calls in that time than I had made in my entire life.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. In today's world, you know, we can research so much of this stuff online, and it makes it so much easier. But I'm thinking back when this thing, you didn't have... the Internet might have been here, but it wasn't really established yet. It wasn't... So it was a lot of you were doing it the old fashioned way, just roll up your sleeves and go find it.
Yeah, in most cases, the thing in one of the biggest most difficult parts for starting was who were, like, for instance, you'd have a band name and some songs, but what does that tell you? Who's in the band? You know, you had to find a name of a person.
Right, right.
And fortunately, when they would do original things, the songwriter's name would be on the record if you could find the record or know somebody who had it. And that was usually the biggest clue for starters, was to find a songwriter.
Well, and sometimes the names weren't always their real names, so you were tracking down a stage name,
right,
so to speak. But you were mentioning Jim Kirkstein, the with Kooka Records, and he probably was able to put you onto a lot of the bands, too.
Yes, yeah, he was. Yeah. He's got a great memory, and he's a great guy, too.
Yeah, over the years, I mean, he's, you know, these bands trucking in and out of the studios there, and because they were the big player, I remember. They were the big player back in the record biz in that, era.
They're one of their very first things was Mule Skinner Blues by the Fendermen, so that kind of put them on the map.
Yeah, and it charted nationally, didn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, that was made number 5 in Billboard.
Well, what fascinated me in the book here, Gary, is you mentioned some of the people like Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers, had a brief stint in Wisconsin. I didn't know that.
Yeah, born in Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam. He was born there. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Woody Herman was one of the, of course, Les Paul. I think everybody knows Les Paul is a Wisconsin boy.
Yeah.
He just died, what, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago?
Close to that, yeah.
He was 90-some years old. I think he was 94, 95. And he was still doing a gig on Monday nights in New York City. And I guess, from what I understand, he had arthritis so bad in his hands. To get ready for that gig, he had to sit in some kind of machine with his hands in it for about 4 hours before he could go out. And it would get him through the gig. But, it was... But what a innovator. And in fact, in today's world, I play a Les Paul Custom, and I look at that guitar. I just love it. To me, it's staying with me. It's going into the ground with it when they put me there.
By the way, Jim, you mentioned in your introduction, you mentioned Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
You know Mick Jagger's secret for looking younger?
I don't.
Always stand next to Keith Richards.
Oh, I love it. When I look at Keith Richards, I went, how did that man, is he alive or are we? Oh, man. Well, every time you look at the old rockers and, you know, I pick up some TV cable station that does a lot of concerts and you'll see throwback concerts with some of the old timers are still out there doing it. Guys like the Crickets, you know, people like that. Keith Richards, of course, and the Rolling Stones, and even Tina Turner. I think she finally retired, but she still comes out of retirement once in a while to go out and do a gig or two. But it's encouraging.
Yeah. Bobby V just decided to retire, I guess, and of course he's close to your area there too, and he even produced his backing band on Kooka.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Bobby V, and I in my travels being back in the music biz now, as I got back into the biz probably in the 80s, and you know, as of late, within the last 5 years, I really started traveling and doing stuff. I'm at an age in life where I can do that, and it's kind of fun. And, you know, now with all the casinos, it gave us a whole new venue to play music and do our thing. But along my travels, I ran into Bobby V's son, Robbie V. And I don't know if you talked to him or not in the book. Robbie V plays guitars. He plays the Country Gentleman Gretches, the orange ones. The same guitars that Eddie Vincent and people like that, and Brian Setzer, when he brought back his rockabilly thing in the late 80s. But Robbie V, you know, he's only about 32 or 33 years old, young guy, young from my age. But he's got this Duane Eddy stuff down and Buddy Holly stuff. And I said, Robbie, how did you get so faithful with the reproduction of this kind of music? He said, because I grew up with my dad, Bobby V. Bobby V had what? Charted something like 14 or 15 number one hit records?
I don't know if there were that many number one, but a lot of chart records. Yeah.
I don't know if they were number one, but they got onto the charts. And,
oh, yeah, many hits.
One of the agents that books my group is booked Bobby V for many years, and he brought me up to speed with all that information. We were talking about one day. And Bobby V, the story goes, I guess Buddy Holly was killed in 1959 in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the story is that Bobby V was called upon. That was the opening door for him to take over the rest of that tour for Buddy Holly. And, of course, he sounded a little like Buddy and had his own. But fascinating stuff. So, you know, in building all this information, putting it all together, you had to sit, back in the days of typing it all out, right?
Yeah, that's, in fact, that's when I got my first computer. I had started to type all this stuff on a typewriter, and that was the first reason for getting the computer was to make it that much easier.
Especially with spell check. And we're talking with Gary Myers this morning, and if you're listening, would like to get a call in, maybe you can throw a little information into the conversation this morning. Maybe some of the folks that are listening are familiar with groups of that era, because we're in the Fox Cities, and some of the bands in your book, a lot of them came out of this part of the country.
Yes.
And why don't we take a quick break, and I'm going to give out the phone numbers when we come back, so hang on there. I'm talking with Gary Myers of Music Gym. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anna Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Telsawoski from Sawoski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawoski Law at 920-687-1730.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we are talking on that Wisconsin beat. I've got Gary Meyer on the line. Gary is joining us from Los Angeles, California, where he owns a company called Music Gym, publishing books, and most famously the ones about the music people in Wisconsin. Hey, if you want to give us a call, I'm going to throw out the number. We can take calls yet this morning. We got some time yet on the air. If you're in Appleton, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside, maybe you're in Green Bay, call us at 271-1150, 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, wherever you may be listening, you can call us at 866-887-1150, and we will get you right on the air here. Gary, as we were on the break here, I was kind of going through the book, and I was looking through, you know, again, there's a lot of famous names in here of people that started in Wisconsin. You got Don Ameche in here.
Yeah.
And Don Ameche, the actor, he... I think Don died maybe a decade ago or so, but I didn't realize he was a Wisconsin boy.
Yeah, I, you know, between the, it was actually 12 years between the first and second book. In fact, the way that came about more or less is that when the first book came out, I was very fortunate to have an excellent tour around, publicity tour in Wisconsin in December of 94.
Sure, yeah.
And in the process of doing so, I would do the kind of thing that we're doing, except I was live on many of these things, and people would call in and say, what about so-and-so, or, you know, and so I started, after a while, I thought, well, you know, I'm saving this information, I thought, I'll do a little supplementary book. Mm-hmm. Well, 12 years later, the second book has more information than the first book did, because there was so much more to find. So I learned a lot of that stuff along the way about the people, as you mentioned, like Don Amici and that. And, of course, the criteria to fit into my book was that they had to have a record. They had to be a Wisconsin connection, and they had to have a record out between 1950 and 1969.
Okay.
And, of course,
okay.
Don Amici's was the comedy stuff he
right.
did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, probably remember Don as an actor, but he was also the early television radio series when radio was doing sitcoms.
Yeah, the Bickersons.
Yeah, the Bickersons. I hate to admit, I go back. Hey, you mentioned Lionel Hampton, the great jazz vibes player.
Mm-hmm.
Pee Wee King you've got in here. You got, of course, Liberace, George, and... his brother George and Liberace were Wisconsin guys.
Yeah, and of course that sort of thing too. At first this was pretty much rock and roll oriented stuff, and mm-hmm. And I thought, well, what am I gonna, you know? I decided to make it. That's why I called it Wisconsin pop rock in the 50s and 60s. I figured anything that might have been charted in the pop music field, I would try to include that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, because this was kind of the origin of rock and roll. Some of these artists, great jazz musicians, were kind of the forerunners of what we got today. So, hey, we got a caller on the line. We got Jack with us. Jack, are you there?
Hello.
Good morning. Hey, thanks
Hi.
For joining us.
Hi. I just heard your guest talking about the book from the 60s
yep.
about the local bands and things,
yep.
and I'm almost positive that I have seen the book.
Mm-hmm.
I was a musician then also. We didn't have a record, but we were very popular. But how about the second book? What is that about?
The second book is called, I'll let Gary. Gary, you can, you said 12 years later, the second book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first book, of course, is Do You Hear That Beat? Subtitled Wisconsin Pop Rock in the 50s and 60s. The second book is called On That Wisconsin Beat, More Pop, Rock, Soul, Country in the 50s and 60s. And, of course, the first book includes the soul and country, too. I just didn't include it in the title.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically more of the same. It's basically the people I didn't find the first time or I didn't know about the first time, plus any additions and corrections that I might have come up with in the meantime. So they both cover the same time period, the same categories and everything. It's just... It just took that many books to find. And there's still people that I haven't found, but that's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure there is. Jack, now, you mentioned you didn't have a record, but a lot of the bands that you have in the book, Gary, a lot of them didn't have records either.
Well, not actually. All the books that have a specific item about them individually had some sort of record, but mm-hmm. in the process, somewhere in the coverage, I might have mentioned other bands that the musicians were in.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It had a record collector's, like I mentioned, the previous articles I had done were for Record Collectors Magazine, so that was kind of the slant of the book.
Ah, gotcha.
The books, plural, I should say.
So, Jack, what band were you with?
I was in the Untouchables.
The Untouchables. You may be in this book.
Well, I've seen the first one. I didn't see my ugly mug in the first one. So.
Well, if anybody else in the Untouchables... the name sounds familiar, but there have been many groups by that name, and in fact, well, that's another subject, but if someone in that band went on to record in another band during that time period, then I may have mentioned the Untouchables in the coverage of that other band, too. I don't...
Yeah, no, I'm afraid not. I am with a group, and we have had released records, but it was in the 90s.
Okay.
So anyway, well, where are these books available? I definitely want to get both.
Good question, because I wanted you to get out the number and the contact information, Gary, in case somebody wants to get a copy of this.
Yes, sure. Yeah. Well, they're both on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. They're also on my own website, which is music-gem. The dash is important in there because there's another music gem of some sort. Gem is my initials, by the way, G-E-M. That's where that comes from. But so I'm at music-gem.com, and... On my own side, I do offer a special deal when you buy both books together also.
Okay,
and
what was,
there are stores that are going to carry them, too. There's a store called Amazing Records in Green Bay, I think, not too far from you probably, that might still have them in stock.
Amazing Records? Oh, okay. All right. In Green Bay. He said it was G-E-M. yeah. hyphen with a hyphen in the middle, and then
no, it's music first. Music hyphen G E M.
Okay, I'm sorry. Music hyphen G E M.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay. And then, are you going to link anything from, like, I'm driving right now, so I'm just hoping I'll remember it. But you going to link anything up on the radio station?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this interview is going to be on our archive. That's biztalkwithscore.com. You'll be able to listen to a rebroadcast of it on our...
Okay.
We'll archive it on there. But
I'm sure I can find it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, hey, thanks for the call, Jack. And interesting reminiscing here.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, if a person just Googles the title, do you hear that beat, plus Myers or something like that, they'll get many, many hits.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I mean, today, you know, with the internet going on, people can find things so much easier and track down. And now with Facebook, people are, that's how I got acquainted with some of these musicians I haven't talked to for years.
Yeah. I wanted to add, if I might also, that subsequently I've published two music instructional books.
Right.
And they're also
right.
available there, too. In fact, this might kind of go in line with the business aspect of your whole thing there, is that the first book, I took a self-publishing seminar here at a junior college, several weeks, one night a week or something, and that first book, the first Wisconsin book, that's the sort of thing that is a good candidate for self-publishing, because if you have it's obviously a very niche book, and if you have a niche book that, and you feel you can reach that audience, then it's a good thing to self-publish, and so that's what I did, and then... And I've always, then after it'd been out for a while, and I was already working on the follow-up book, but meantime, I always loved chords. I love harmony and chords, and even though drums is my main instrument, I play other things. And so I worked in a music store, and I would see all these chord books, and they would mostly be diagrams of fingering positions and stuff, and I'd think, this doesn't tell people what they really should know. So I wrote this book on chords, and I was not planning to self-publish that because it's a whole different thing. But by the time I had it ready to go, I thought, you know, I've learned so much from doing these other books that I'm going to put this out myself. And so now I've got two instructional books and two Wisconsin books.
Well, that's great stuff, because I can't tell you how many times in my travels I get people coming up to me and, do I give guitar lessons? Do I do this? And I really don't, and I always like to refer people somewhere where they can get, you know, because you can find anything today on YouTube, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to really, you know, be able to grasp it right from there.
Yeah.
So to have some kind of a... So how did you... I mean, you wrote the books, and now you have your own publishing company. So do you run the business from home, Gary?
Yes.
You do? Yeah. Okay. All right. And then what did you set up, corporation or corporate structure for the business?
It's really just a DBA, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
sole proprietorship, then. All right.
Yeah, in fact, day before yesterday, I just joined ASCAP, too, to publish the songs that I'm currently in the process of recording.
Oh, okay, okay.
And still pursuing that sort of thing.
Hey, hold the thought for a little bit, because we're going to come take another short break. We're coming back, and we'll come down our final stretch, but we're talking with Gary Myers of Music Gym. So hold the line. We're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150, Voice of the Fox Cities.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen. You're Better Business Bureau, Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers looking for a plumber, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian prefer to start with trust, and there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. And for business owners, there's no better business decision than applying for BBB accreditation. Do it today.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are talking, we're back on the air talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we are talking with Gary Myers of Music Gym. We're coming down the stretch on BizTalk. This has been such a fascinating show this morning, Gary, that I wish we had another hour to kind of keep talking because there's so much good stuff in this in these books. Just once again, why don't we... Oh, did we lose Gary? Okay, we got you. Gary, are you still with us?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
We have Gary. If Pete can call back, I accidentally disconnected Pete.
Oh, Pete, yeah, give us a call back because we still got a few minutes left in the air. We'll get you on here, I promise. So.
I'll throw in one other quick thing here, too, is I expect to soon have available on my site a CD of six songs from 1966 to 68 that are one particular band recorded, including some unreleased material, too.
Well, if I send you a copy of my 45 RPM from the 60s, do you want to include that?
That would probably get, if it's in good condition, it'd probably get a good price on eBay.
It's brand new, yeah.
Oh.
Brand spanking new. Yeah, I had a copy. I don't have any thing to play it on, though.
yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. Hey, we got a... Is Pete on the line? Okay, we had a caller come in, and we lost him. Pete, are you with us?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, we had disconnected you for a second there.
Yeah, that's quite all right. I was just wondering if this is a good time to go into business, because I got a little bit of extra money to go into business, and I was wondering if any kind of ways or any kind of ideas might be popping up.
Well, Pete, I'll tell you what, any time's a good time to go into business. I don't care what the economic things, and Gary, my guest that's on the line, will probably tell you the same thing. If you start a business when the economic downturn is going on and you're able to be to generate cash flow in a business, you can only get better because economic conditions get better. But tell you what you might want to do, Pete. Let me give you a... are you on the Internet? Are you able to go online?
Yeah, I can go online.
All right. Go to Score Fox Cities and click in, fill out a short little request for mentoring, and come on down. Where are you in the Fox Cities here?
Right.
Yeah. We're out of the Chamber of Commerce building. We have an office there. And we will get you on. So, hey, thanks for the call, Pete. Gary,
right.
Before we wrap up this morning, we got time to at least give out a website and a phone number where people can order this book.
Well, the website is music-gem.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone is 562-927-7536.
Once
and
again.
That's 562-927-7536.
Gotcha.
24 hours a day.
And the book is called On That Wisconsin Beat. And
that's the second book, yeah.
The second book, and Do You Hear That Beat?
Right.
All about Wisconsin pop rock, and Music Gym is the company.
Yeah, and the instructional books, one is Understanding and Using Chords and Chord Progressions,
okay.
And the companion book is Understanding and Using Scales and Modes.
Well, listen, Gary, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll have you back.
Great.
We will have
Thanks very much, Tim.
All
right. Had a great time.
Enjoy the day out there in L.A. I think it's warm like it is here, but that's good.